This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com. Tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else. This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client.
Softball is back at the Olympics. It first became an Olympic sport in 1996, and the United States instantly won back-to-back-to-back gold medals. The 2004 squad outscored opponents 51-1. It was a dream team with metal bats. They may have been too dominant. After Team USA completely decimated the competition in Athens, the IOC voted to dump softball from future Olympics. It felt like an American sport squeezed into a global event. Softball still isn't a permanent part of the games, but it is part of this year's program in Tokyo. It's a catch-22. Softball needs to grow internationally for the sport to stay in the Olympics, but it's hard for the sport to grow internationally if it's not in the Olympics. The players know just how much is at stake. Just listen to Team USA outfielder Haley McClenney talk about this year's games.
We all feel, I think, the weight of responsibility of empowering the next generation of young softball athletes to want to play for Team USA, to want to play international softball, and really just grow in this game all over the world, because that's what it's going to take for us to be back in the Olympics full time. So we all feel that responsibility. Obviously, you want to win the gold medal, but we're playing for so much more than that when it comes to our sport.
Team USA is in a uniquely strange position. The players want to win gold, but their bigger goal is to keep softball in the Olympics full time. What if dominating in Tokyo makes it harder for them to achieve that? This is the Ringer Guide to the Summer Games. I'm your host, Roger Sherman. Today's sport of the day, softball. Pretty much every time I watch softball, I think, hey, this is what baseball should be like. The games are shorter. The underhand pitching motion does not destroy the human arm, and the players are way more excited about everything. I believe softball teammates are legally obligated to cheer for every batter in every game.
Get it going! Get it going! Get it going! Get it going! Get it going!
But we're leaving out the biggest difference between baseball and softball. Men generally play baseball, women generally play softball. And that's weird. It's not like women are physically incapable of playing baseball or men are physically incapable of playing softball. But at your local high school or college, there's just men's baseball and women's softball. This is despite the fact that there are world championships for women's baseball. It's not just something from a league of their own.
There is no room for girls' baseball in this country once the war is over. They're through.
I think you're wrong. And I'm going to prove it to you, Mr. Harvey.
That divide is also in the Olympics. Most sports are played by both men and women. There's not a women's version of badminton called goodminton, where you have to serve overhead. There's just men's badminton and women's badminton. The same goes for pretty much every other sport besides baseball and softball. The IOC has committed to downsizing the Olympics and making the games gender balanced. So, of course, it took issue with a sport that requires one venue for men and another for women. The last softball game played in the Athens Softball Stadium was the 2004 gold medal game. Look it up on Google Maps. It's just a sad diamond with 17 years of plants growing on top. So in 2005, the IOC pulled softball and baseball from the Olympics and made a recommendation. The two sports should pair up. That's what they did. The Olympics no longer recognize two separate sports called baseball and softball. They recognize one sport, baseball slash softball. That means the sport's Olympic fates are now tied. One can never be in the games without the other. In a way, this worked. Softball is back in the Olympics because of a new policy that allows Olympic host cities to choose up to five sports for their program, with an emphasis on those that are popular locally. Tokyo used one of those five spots on baseball slash softball. But I think that the pairing of baseball and softball is really unfair to softball. The Olympic baseball tournament is held during the MLB season, so Team USA's roster is half up-and-coming prospects and half guys well past their prime. Baseball's truly elite talents, the Shohei Ohtanis, the Jacob deGroms, skip the Olympics and keep making millions with their MLB teams. Meanwhile, the Olympic softball tournament features the best players in the world. If baseball loses its Olympic status, the sport keeps on chugging. If softball loses its Olympic status, it loses a premier event.
Play ball!
Haley McClenney was in high school when the IOC pulled softball from the Olympics.
So that dream literally died, like right then and there. I was like, okay, well, I can never play on an Olympic team. I'll go to high school, play varsity. I'll try to get to college. And then there wasn't really a ton of professional opportunity at the time. So for a lot of us and a lot of athletes my age, it was pretty much get to college. That's probably the highest you're going to go. And then join the real world after that.
McClenney was incredible in college. She was a four-time All-American at Alabama. But after she graduated in 2016, there weren't many places that softball could take her. She accepted a job as a strength coach at Florida A&M and tried to maintain her elite softball status in her spare time.
Across the board, for all of the female athletes that represent Team USA, we go through a lot just to be able to wear this jersey. The easy decision for me would have been to quit playing softball after college, as good as I am, as good as I was. It would have been easier for me to just join the real world, work a 9-to-5, have an awesome job with benefits, PTO, the whole night, like you name it, but you're losing out on so much talent and so much missed opportunity. There are so many players that have retired way too early just because of a lack of opportunity.
When softball is in the Olympics, the U.S. Olympic Committee pays stipends to athletes like Haley. When it's not, it doesn't. Combine that financial bump with the increased visibility that the Olympics bring, this summer's games mean a whole lot more to softball than crowning the champion of a two-week tournament.
I mean, if I was making hundreds of million dollars a year, would I care about my sport being Olympics? Like, I don't know. But for us, like, we know that our sport being in the Olympics gives us the platform to continue to grow it. It gives us the platform to continue to empower young women to play it, to continue to play it as long as you freaking can, because it's such a beautiful game. So that's why the Olympics is important for us. That's what's going to be that launching pad for us to get to the next level, where hopefully one day we're making as much money as Major League Baseball players. I don't know if I'll be alive to see it, but I'm going to fight like hell to make sure that that's the case for the next generation of athletes, because they deserve it. We deserve it.
Team USA is favored to win in Tokyo. But the good news is that winning will be tough. Japan didn't bring softball back to the Olympics just so the U.S. could dominate. Japan can beat Team USA. The gold medal game at the last seven World Championships has been a matchup between Team USA and Japan. Japan actually won the 2008 Olympic tournament, the last one before the IOC decided to pull the plug. This summer's softball tournament should be awesome. It will feature the ping of metal bat dingers, players cheering loudly for their teammates. It will give America's best a chance to fulfill a lifelong dream, one that for a while seemed like it had vanished. I'll be rooting for Haley to win gold. I'll be rooting for Team USA. But most of all, I'll be rooting for whatever outcome keeps this sport in the Olympics. I'd like to thank our associate producers, Erica Cervantes and Lonnie Ronaldo, who literally made these episodes. Additional thanks go to Ben Glicksman and Arjuna Ramgopal. I'd especially like to thank the Ringer's fact-checking team for making sure I didn't say anything wrong in these episodes. And I'd like to thank you for listening.